It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. A Monday music marathon is happening. So glad you are here. Follow the Joe and Alex Show. We are on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. And you can call in. Our number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539.
So this morning when we get in, Joe immediately says to all of us, you know, we haven't seen each other since before Thanksgiving break. And he's like, oh, me and my cousin Jeremy got into it over Thanksgiving dinner. So, of course, pork chop, Live the Web Girl, and me, Alex, are all like, oh, we got to get cousin Jeremy on the phone then because I want to hear all of the details about this fight and what happened. Because, see, if you're new to the Joe and Alex Show, Joe has this cousin Jeremy, and this all started about a month ago now when he invited him to stay at him and his wife's house. And Joe's been on a weight loss journey for a while. And while Jeremy was staying at him and his wife's house, he asked Joe if he could make him a drink for him. He sprinkled Adderall in the drink. And when Joe caught him putting something in his drink, he was like, oh, well, I'm doing it to help you lose weight. And so ever since this, there has been huge contention between the two. Their families have been fighting. And then, of course, they were forced to be around each other for Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, he shouldn't even come to dinner, in my opinion. If I can throw that out there.
You forgot the most important part, Alex.
What?
How Jeremy's like from the middle of nowhere.
Yes. And so, and Jeremy, Joe is from Michigan, the state of Michigan. And Jeremy lives in the middle of nowhere in Michigan and kind of has a little bit of a backwoods lifestyle, which we really enjoy.
He's
on this
show. He's the part
of
my family that we consider like white trash, hillbilly-ish. I mean,
sure, yes.
I've always had that. I'm not knocking it. I'm kind of a mixture of I'm like a fat kid rock, kind of.
And Jeremy is loud and proud about that, aren't you, Jeremy?
How y'all doing?
I want to know exactly what happened during Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, things got a little crazy. So we go over to Aunt Shannon's. Whole family's over there, right?
Yep.
And, of course, brought up the Adderall thing. And, you know, Joey starts freaking out like a trapped freaking badger.
Why was he freaking out?
Well, she starts yelling. He picks up this roll that's sitting in front of him. He throws it at me. He hits me square in the forehead.
You threw a roll at him, Joe?
To be fair, it was like a soft Hawaiian roll. It wasn't a hard one.
Yeah, because
I didn't want to see him. I didn't want to see him. I didn't want him to be there. Honestly, half the family didn't want Jeremy to be there.
Ooh. Whatever, man. We're blood, man. That roll left a mark, by the way.
Sue him.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to sue your family, but still. So, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, you think you're so cool, right? Hey, Joey, yeah, you can't even pull a tractor with your bare hands, you know?
Okay, you can't pull a tractor with his bare hands, throws a roll at you.
Yeah, so I'm getting abused here, right? So next thing I know, Joey starts taking off his belt.
What?
So I'm like,
my name
yeah,
is,
I'm,
stop, hold on, Joe. It's not Joey. You know I don't like being called Joey. The only person who ever calls me Joey is my mom. You're not my mom. Unfortunately, you're my cousin. It's Joe.
He took off his belt or belts?
He just wears one, I think. I don't know.
I wear one. We got a comedian in the house today. One belt's all I wear.
But anyway, so he takes off his belt. So I'm like, all right, it's go time, right? Here we go. So I'm ready to throw down, right? First of all, I watch a lot of wrestling. So I know that if something's going to go down, I know I can put him in a chokehold. I know I can put him in a figure four leg lock. Like, that's not a big deal. Lifting him up over my head, that might be a little bit of a problem, you know, but whatever. So he slams his belt on the table, okay? And he's like, all right, so here, how's this for trying to help me get skinny, right? I'm making myself comfortable. I'm going to eat all the food I want. And then, the thing that really put, you know, crawfish in my drawers is that he knows how much I eat belts, and I have ever since sixth grade, so please don't ever do that again.
Wait, I have so many questions. Number one, Joe, why did you take your belt off? You said, I'm trying to get comfortable. How's this for trying to make you skinny?
If he's going to bring something up, which I don't want to be brought up again.
Which is the drugging you with the Adderall.
Yeah, putting it in there because he thought for some reason Adderall would help speed up weight loss or make me more active and exercise, whatever dumbass theory he had there. I said, no. So I was like, okay, fine. So I undid my belt. I'm not going to do it right now. And I was like, I'm just going to eat as much as I want.
So you slap it on the table and then wait, I'm confused, Jeremy. And you said, I hope he doesn't ever do that again because I've hated belts ever since the sixth grade. What does that mean?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
No, why don't we talk about it? What's wrong?
He says he doesn't want to talk about it. Okay, so then he takes the belt off. He says this to you, and then what happens?
Well, so Grandma Carol didn't really take kindly to us going at each other like that. So she starts yelling, you know, about pilgrims and Indians and how they got it together, first Thanksgiving, and everybody's happy, and we're not doing that, so we're like, you know, not American or whatever. I'm like, what is going on here? Then she tells us, get this, right? She tells us to go outside and eat with the dogs.
Ooh. You had to eat outside with the dogs, Joe?
Yeah. Grandma Carol made both of us go outside. So we go outside, we sit on the couch, and we just start, you know, eating our food.
Wait, there's a couch outside?
Yeah, everybody has a couch outside.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a nice couch.
So then you're eating outside with the dogs, and then what?
So, I mean, then we just, you know, we start talking a little bit, and I mean, I think maybe we kind of squashed it because, you know, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, Christmas is coming up, and that's probably the next time I'll see him, but I don't know.
Are you going to see him for Christmas, Joe?
Probably. Do I want to? No.
You guys need to work this out. He's right when he says that you guys are family.
Okay, just because you're blood related to somebody doesn't mean you're family. Like, sure, DNA-wise you are, but I got friends that I'm closer with and are more like brothers and sisters to me than my cousin Jeremy biologically being related to me.
But everybody loves Jeremy. Like, we have so many tweets right now from people like, oh my gosh,
they
Jeremy's back on the show.
They love laughing at my family's dysfunction.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I would laugh too if this was your family. I'd make fun of you, but I would not really want to be you.
We have a tweet from Avery who says, my favorite person that calls into the Joe and Alex show is Joe's cousin Jeremy. People like him. You need to work it out.
I don't know what to do. Like, how do I work this out?
So you guys kind of talked about it then while you guys were sitting on the couch eating on the porch or what?
Yeah, so we're sitting there. We're eating our food, right? I'm digging on the mashed potatoes. That stuff was good.
Yeah, chew with your mouth open, too. How? I'm the fat guy. You're skinny as like a beanpole. Why don't you try closing your mouth? He's like, these are good taters. I'm like, oh, Jeremy.
They were good. I have to breathe when I eat, man. What are you talking about?
That's what your nose is for, you dummy.
Okay, so you're sitting there, and then what?
So Joe's mom comes out, Aunt Melissa. She comes outside. She starts yelling at me for hurting her baby, her precious baby Joey boy. I'm like, I'm trying to help him, you know? And then she, get this, right? She dumps a whole glass of wine, and she dumps it right on top of my head. Right on my head.
A glass of wine? What kind of wine was it? I mean, was she wasteful in some, like, good stuff?
No, it turns out it was just grape Kool-Aid. It was good, though.
My mom actually doesn't drink wine.
Wait
she
a minute.
Does this thing.
She puts grape Kool-Aid in a wine glass, and you guys are sitting on a couch on the front porch, and you're throwing rolls at each other?
No, my mom can't drink wine. It's a long story. So, yeah, she'll drink, like, grape drink or grape Kool-Aid.
Next year, I want to be invited to your Thanksgiving. I actually think all of us in the room want to be invited. Yeah, don't
we? You guys
we?
Can go, and I won't go. I'll stay home alone.
I'm imagining Joe walking around with his pants falling since he don't have a belt on.
That is insane. This whole thing is insane. Jeremy, Christmas time, when that comes up and you guys are around each other again, you guys need to work it out and love each other, okay?
Well, I'm gonna try. Joe, I forgot to tell. I shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to tell you right now. When we did the Secret Santa thing the other day, I drew your name, so
no!
I got you, buddy.
Yeah, you aren't supposed to tell him. You're supposed to be secret. This is fantastic. All right, so next time we talk to you, Jeremy.
He cannot be my secret Santa.
Yep, I'm very excited to find out what he gets you for secret Santa gift for Christmas.
I'm just saying, be nice to me, Joey. Be nice to me, and I'll get you something good.
I wish Joe was as hick as Jeremy.
He is. He is. He just doesn't have the accent. That's what he doesn't want us to know.
I'm a sophisticated trailer park guy.
All right.
All right, bye, Jeremy.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Thanksgiving goals.
That's your goal for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
God, terrible. All right. And by the way, can we put a poll up on our Joe and Alex show Instagram? People really like my cousin? Because I think you're just making this crap up.
No, I'm not.
I think people are on my side and they don't like my cousin Jeremy.
All right, I'll put a poll up.
@ Joe and Alex show.